请大家打开诗篇106篇第1到14节，还有43到48节。诗篇106篇第1节，你们要赞美耶和华，要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。谁能传说耶和华的大能？谁能表明他一切的美德？凡遵守公平、常行公义的，这人变为有福。耶和华，你用恩惠待你的百姓，求你也用这恩惠激励我，开你的救恩眷顾我，使我见你显明的福，乐你国民的乐，与你的产业一同夸耀。我们与我们的祖宗一同犯罪，我们做了孽，行了恶。我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的奇事，不纪念你丰盛的慈爱，反倒在红海行了悖逆。然而他因自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能，并且撤辙红海，海便干了。他带领他们经过深处，如同经过旷野。他拯救他们脱离恨他们人的手，从仇敌手中救赎他们。水淹没他们的敌人，没有一个存留。那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美他。等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教，反倒在旷野大起异心，在荒地试探神。请再翻开到43到48节。第43节，他屡次塔救他们，他们却设谋悖逆，因自己的罪孽降为卑下。然而他听见他们哀告的时候，就兼顾他们的急难，为他们纪念他的约，照他丰盛的慈爱后悔。他也使他们在反掳掠他们的人面前蒙连续。耶和华我们的神啊，求你拯救我们，从歪谤中召集我们，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，愿万民都说阿们。你们要赞美耶和华。今天早上读经到此。
我们谢谢亲密弟兄带领我们读这段经文，我们这时候要用点时间，我们一起来祷告。那如果你方便的话，我请你跪下，不方便的话，就请你坐在原位上，我们一起同心来祷告。满有恩典，满有怜悯，我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你让我们能够再次的有这样的一个机会来到你施恩宝座前来向你求恩。天父，我们求主你这时候就用耶稣基督的宝血再次的来洁净我们当中各样的罪恶，好叫我们众人都能够守洁心清的来到你施恩宝座前来求恩，好叫我们的祷告能够达到你面前蒙你的垂听。天父，我们求主继续把你的作为，你各样美妙、各样奇妙的作为，深印在我们心里面。因为你在过去这32个年头，如何的带领华语崇拜，这你的同在，你所做的一切，都在我们许多人的见证底下。主，我们感谢你，让我们都能够从这样的一个经历当中，更具体的来认识你， 认识你是那位伟大唯一的真神，认识你是那位大有能力能够施行奇事，能够从危难之中拯救我们的那位救赎主。我们感谢主，感谢主在过去的年头的施恩带领，我们更是要把前面的道路交足你圣手之中，求主继续的来引领我们，一路的带领我们。我们把我们的领袖们都交你恩手之中，无论是我们的长老、执事、华语崇拜的委员会，还有我们两位的牧师，无论是杜祥和牧师或者是过去的牧师，我们都求主自己继续的向我们的领袖们来施恩，赐给他们真的是有一颗完全顺服你的心，按着你的话语的教导来引导，来带领会众，来侍奉，来见证你。让我们继续在这地上，在这个地方能够成为你真理的一个见证，求主继续的加添力量，加添恩典给我们，也让我们都保有美好的灵命，以致我们能够忠于你的话语来带领，来帮助弟兄姐妹。我们也求主施恩给我们全体的会众，让我们都有颗饥渴慕义的心，让我们都能够天天的来与主亲近，接着读经，接着祷告，接着我们灵修，好叫我们能够亲密的与主沟通，好叫我们每一天在所行的事上都能够来有能力的来见证你，都让我们 的生命真的是能够歌颂赞美你的大爱。我们求主帮助我们众人，也求主带领教会各样的圣工，无论是在崇拜的事工，或者是其他的服事的事工，无论是在团契少年团、青年团、成人团的整个的运作，或者是我们在灵命栽培，还有其他我们的一些宣教的事工，我们都把这一切交托给你。天父，我们更是感谢你，你常把一些就是新朋友带到我们当中，我们更是求主帮助我们在当中在陪谈、在做布道服事的弟兄姐妹，让我们更是从你那里多得智慧力量，让我们真的是用你的话语来勉励人，来帮助人。我们更是求主帮助，特别是我们作为领袖的，让我们更是能够更多的来关怀我们当中一些有需要，有一些无论是面临困境面对病痛的一些弟兄姐妹。主，我们也要特别为着有敬弟兄还有丽宾姐妹来祷告。天父，我们知道丽宾姐妹已经在医院三个星期，求主你怜悯，你大能的手来扶持，让他能够完全的清醒过来，好叫他能够用他的口在他还没有信主的家人亲友面前来见证。天父，我们也求主你继续帮助有敬弟兄，我们知道他面对的压力实在很大，特别是他还没有信主的家人想要借着不同的方式，但是我们感谢主你的话语在有敬的心里面坚固他，我们求主继续的保守看顾。天父，我们也把我们众人都交你恩手之中，求主你帮助我们，让我们不要偏离你话语，好叫我们一直都行在你的义的里面，好叫我们在你的面前来蒙你的悦纳，讨你的欢心，求主复兴我们的教会。天父，我们再次的把早晨敬拜的圣仪的时间完全交托，我们要再次的把过去牧师交你圣手中。天父，他要为主来传讲你的话语，我们求主你恩高他的口，你的灵充满他，让他站在讲台上乃是传达你的心意，让他站在讲台上他每一句每一字都受你的约束，好叫你的话语能够真的是进入我们众人的心里面，求主让我们存着一颗领受的心，一颗愿意受教的心来聆听来学习，求主带领一下时间，也求主帮助丽美姐妹，让她能够有能力 就是能够清楚的把郭牧师所讲的能够翻译成华语，好叫我们听不懂英语的弟兄姐妹也同样能够借着华语来领受你的真道。我们将以下时间完完全全交托，将感恩祷告乃是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿们。我们这时候要请郭牧师上台来为主传讲信息，他所要讲的题目是他的慈爱永远长存。我们请郭牧师，我们也请丽梅姐妹来为我们翻译。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问好。
Why do people celebrate anniversary?
为什么人们要纪念这个周年纪念呢？
Anniversary is like a birthday, isn't it?
周年纪念就像生日一样。
Do you celebrate your birthday?
你有没有庆祝自己的生日呢？
When you celebrate your birthday,You are the star at the birthday.
那么当你庆祝生日的时候呢，你就是生日会上的主角了。
There will be a cake that will be prepared with your name on it.
那么他们就会准备一个蛋糕，那么蛋糕上面会写上你的名字。
Friends and loved ones will come and they give you gifts.
你的亲友会出席你的生日会，然后会给你礼物。
What do you do on your birthday?
那么你在你的生日当天呢，会做些什么呢？
Well, when you areA young boy or a young girl, you don't think much about the past, you just look forward to the future.
那么如果你是个小孩子呢，你不会多想过去的事，你只会看前面的事。
How do old people celebrate their birthday?
那么老人又怎么庆祝生日呢？
Do you look forward or do you look backward?
你看的是前面还是回顾过去呢？
I think I'm old enoughto answer the question.
我相信我的年纪已经够老了，可以回答这个问题。
Or maybe at least I'm bald enough to answer that question.
或者说我的头发已经少得可以回答这个问题了。
Nowadays, you tend to look back.
那么在这个时候呢，我们一般上会回顾过去。
Because when you look forward, you do not know how many more years, if you dare to say years, or maybe even months that you have left.
因为如果你展望未来的话呢，你不敢，你甚至不知道你还有多少年或者多少个月可以生活。
So when you look back, you think of the things that you have done in this life.
那么当你回顾过去的时候呢，你就思想你过去所做过的一些事情。
So that means sometimes celebrating birthday can be a very sobering experience.
所以有时候庆祝生日呢，是一个非常让你宁静思考过去的一个日子。
This is also very true if your life has not been lived in a manner that is a blessing to others.
那如果你的生命呢，并没有给别人带来福气的话呢，就更是如此了。
But what about the church birthday, the church anniversary?
那么对于教会的生日，教会的这个纪念日来说呢？
Who should we focus on?
那我们的主角又是谁呢？
What do we look at?
我们要仰望的又是什么呢？
The past or the future?
我们要回顾过去吗？还是要展望未来呢？
We are celebrating 32 years.
今天我们要纪念32周年。
There was a church that was celebrating their 100th year.
那么有一间教会呢，他们今年庆祝100周年。
And so they published a commemorative magazine.
那么他们就出版了一个纪念刊。
And so they all came together, they're all very happy celebrating the 100th year of the church's existence.
那么他们就聚集在一起，非常快乐开心的庆祝他们的这个100周年纪念。
So as usual, everybody was given a magazine.
那么就好像往常一样，每一个人呢就获得一本这个纪念刊。
And then they're all so very excited, look at this colorful book, and then they start flipping and looking. And there was this one man who was specifically looking for something in that magazine.
那么他们就开始翻阅这本纪念刊。那么有一个人呢，他就在这个纪念刊里面要找到一个东西。
His grandfather was one of the key founders of the church.
那么这个人呢，他的祖父呢是那间教会的创办人之一。
And he looked back and forth, he couldn't find his grandfather's name.
那么他翻阅这本纪念刊，从头翻到尾呢，都找不到他这个祖父的名字。
There was no mention of his grandfather's contribution.
那么这个纪念刊完全没有记载他祖父的这个贡献。
He found so many other people's names.
他找到的是别人的名字。
Many of them were younger than his grandfather.
那么这些人呢，很多呢都比他的祖父来的年轻。
They weren't even there at the very beginning.
他们甚至在这个创办教会的时候根本不在场。
So he was very angry.
那他心里就感到非常生气。
So after the service, he confronted the editor.
那么在这个进崇拜会之后呢，他就去责问这个编辑。
They raised their voices.
那么他们就非常大声的在那边吵架。
They ended up quarreling.
然后他们就互相争论。
Everybody kept quiet.
然后所有的人呢就静默不作声。
Everyone was shocked.
因为每个人都感到非常惊讶。
Why is my grandfather's name not inside?
这个人就说，为什么我的祖父的名字不在这个纪念册里？
I'm the grandson.
我是他的孙子。
We are still here.
我们还在这里。
Did my grandfather not contribute this and this to the church?
难道我的祖父没有为这个教会做出贡献吗？
So now,Whenever they celebrate their anniversary, they think of this shouting match.
那么从那一天开始呢，当他们庆祝他们的纪念这个周年纪念的时候呢，他们都会记得那一场争吵。
Is the anniversary of the church about people?
那么一个教会的周年纪念是不是关于人呢？
Is it about what you have done, what I have done?
是不是关于你所做的以及我所做的呢？
Very often, we think that we have done a lot for the Lord.
很多时候我们自己认为说我们为主做了许多的工作。
Very often, when we think of our lives, we think that God must be very honored to use me, you know.
那很多时候我们回想自己的生命呢，我们可能会很骄傲地说，哇，神一定会觉得非常荣耀，因为他使用了我。
But very often, it is not because of us, but in spite of us.God can still use the church.
但是很多时候呢，并不是我们的关系，即使没有我们呢，神仍然能够利用教会，使用教会。
And that is the meaning of the word mercy.
这就是我们今天讲题里面慈爱的这个意思了。
This Psalm 106 is not about God's grace.
那么这个106篇的这个诗篇呢，它所里面的这个重点并不是有关于恩惠。
God's grace is about the blessings we receive from God that we don't deserve.
那么这个恩典呢，是我们不配得的，但是神却给予我们的这个福气。
But this psalm is about the mercies of God.
但是这个诗篇，我们今天读的这个诗篇呢，它的重点呢是有关神的慈爱。
Mercies refer to the punishment we deserve that God did not give to us.
那么所谓的慈爱呢，就是我们配得某些惩罚，但是神出于他的慈爱呢，却不让我们去接受这样的一个惩罚。
And so as we celebrate our anniversary, let us think on God's mercies.
所以当我们纪念这个教会的周年纪念的时候呢，我们要思想神的慈爱。
That way, the focus is not about you, it's not about me, it's not about any man, but always the Lord.
那我们所专注的，我们的焦点呢，就不再是你，或者我，或者任何人，而是神了。
So what if my great-grandfather's name is not in the magazine? So what?
所以即使我的曾祖父，这个教会创办人的名字不在这个纪念刊里，又怎么样呢？
Is it so important that people remember what your grandfather did?
那么就是希望人们记得你祖父的名字有那么重要吗？
Should they not remember the Lord rather than your grandfather?
难道他们不是更应该去纪念神的名吗？
Whenever we think of the anniversary, our birthdays, remember the Lord.
当我们纪念我们的这个周年纪念的时候，当我们庆祝我们的生日的时候呢，我们要记得的是我们的神。
Who is worthy to remember the Lord?
谁配得纪念我们的神呢？
You mean I must be worthy to remember the Lord?
你或许会问，难道我们必须配得去纪念神吗？
I thought anybody can remember the Lord.
我以为每一个人都能够去纪念神。
That's where we are wrong, isn't it?
但是这就是我们错误的地方了。
We are not talking about any man.
因为我们说的不是随便的说的任何人。
We are talking about God Almighty.
因为我们说的这个神呢是蛮有大能的神。
As we celebrate the anniversary,
当我们纪念这个庆祝这个周年纪念的时候
What do you have to remember the Lord of?
那么你所记得的有关神的事情呢是哪一些呢
If he has not done anything in your life, if you are not a child of God, you have nothing to remember.
如果你不是神的儿女，如果他没有在你的生命里面动过工，那么你根本也没有什么好纪念的。
Why is it that people do not invite total strangers to their birthday parties.
为什么人家庆祝生日的时候是绝对不会就是邀请陌生人去他们的出席他们的生日会呢？
I don't know him, he doesn't know me.
我不认识他，他也不认识我。
We have nothing in common.
我们完全没有共同之处。
When I look at him, I don't recall him, I don't remember him, our lives never cross.
我们看着他，当我看着这个陌生人的时候，我完全没有印象，我们的生命完全没有这个接触过。
He looks at me, he also doesn't have any feeling or affection for me, he doesn't remember me. Our paths never cross.
那么当他看着我的时候呢，他也一点印象也没有。
So verse 1 to verse 5 of Psalm 106 teaches us the recipient of mercies.
那么从诗篇一零六篇第一到第五节呢，我们就看到，他这里说到，就是接受这个慈爱的人。
Do you belong to this group?
你是否属于这组人呢
？Because if you do not belong to this group, and then you try to recall and remember what the Lord has done for you, you got nothing to remember.
因为如果你不属于这组人的话呢，你即使尝试去回想说神。为你做了些什么，你也没有办法做到。
There's a big difference between remembering the Lord and remembering a person.
因为要纪念神呢，跟纪念人是不一样的。
If you remember the person or the person who first met me when I set foot into this church, that's not the Lord.
那如果你记得的呢，是你初次踏进这个教会来迎接你的人，这是跟纪念神很不一样的。
Let's see the marks of someone who can be called the recipient of God's mercies.
那么谁才能够来领受神的慈爱呢？我们可以看到一些标记。
Because if this person belongs to this group, then verse 1 is very meaningful to him.
因为如果你是属于这组人的话呢，第一节对你来说是非常有意义的了。
He will just praise the Lord.
因为你就会赞美耶和华。
Not just on the anniversary, but every day.
不仅仅是在这个周年纪念日上，而是每一天都赞美他。
And more so on the anniversary.
那么在周年纪念的这一天呢，你就更加赞美他。
And then you will give thanks to the Lord.
然后你还会称谢他。
Done from the heart.
是由衷的来称谢神。
Because his life and the Lord, they cross.
因为你的生命呢，跟有神。
And then he will say that the Lord is good.
那他会说神是良善的。
And so whenever he thinks back on his life, he says the Lord is good.
那么当这个人回顾他的生命的时候，他就会说神是良善的。
Not because of the big house, not because of the health, not because of the jobs, not because of loved ones, but because of one thing.
并不是因为这个房子、工作或者亲友或者他的健康，而是为这一件事来称谢神。
These will be classified under the graces of God.
因为我们刚才说到的这些房屋啦等等是神的这个恩典。
You can thank God for those things.
我们可以为此呢，为着这些东西来感谢神。
But the psalmist in 106 was not referring to those things.
但是这个诗篇的作者呢，他在106篇的诗篇里面，他所说的并不是这些物质上的东西。
In my opinion, it was something far better.
那我个人认为呢，这是比我们刚才说的这些东西呢更好的。
He says, "I recall the Lord's mercy."
他说我。我想起了神的慈爱。
I should have been punished by him. I should have been killed by him.
I
should not even exist anymore on this earth.
我实际上甚至不配继续存在这个世界上。
But then the Lord was merciful to me. He spared me.
但是他蛮有慈爱, 他放了我一马。
And not just once, but continuously.
不只是一次放过我, 而且是不断地来, 赦免我。
Because whenever you think back on your life, I'm sure you can recall the many, many sins and transgressions that all of us have committed.
因为当我们回顾我们自己的生命的时候, 很多时候我们就会想起说我们所犯下的许多罪行。
We can recall the sins that we committed as young boys and young girls.
我们会想起我们 还是小时候呢,
then as we grow older, we sin more and more, and our sins get bigger and bigger.
当我们慢慢长大的时候, 我们的这个罪呢, 就好像雪球一样, 越滚越大。
But the Lord has been merciful.
但是我们的神是蛮有慈爱的。
He withheld the punishment.
他没有, 他赦免了我们。
The punishment that I know I deserve.
他没有, 用我们配得的这个方式呢, 来惩罚我们。
Have you had this experience?
你是不是有这样的经验呢?
That's what verse 2 asks.
这就是第二节所问的。
Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can say all these things?
谁能传说耶和华的大能呢?
Who can show forth tell everybody about God's praises in his life?
谁能表明他一切的美德呢?
If you have not experienced the Lord in your life, the mercies of the Lord, your answer to question 2, to verse 2, would be no.
那如果你在你的生命里面呢没有经历过神呢，那么你就没有办法回答第二节的两个问题了。But
if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, then your answer to the two questions in verse 2 has to be yes.
那如果你已经接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主呢，那么你就能够正面的回答第二节的两个问题了。That's
what verses 3, 4, and 5 say.
那这也是第三到第五节所说的了。Blessed
are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times.
凡遵守公平, 常行公义的, 这人便为有福。
Those who do what is right.
那些行公义的, 做对的事的人。
Those who obey the word of God.
那些顺服神话语的人。
It is not just the words. I am a Christian.
并不只是说你口中说, 自己自称为基督徒。
It's not just the words. I love you, Lord.
并不是说你口说, 我爱你主。
It's not just the words. Praise the Lord.
并不是用口说, 赞美主,
it is a life where the word of God is the light to help me live this life.
而是神的话语必须是你生命的这个光来引导你。
It is the word of God that helps me live a righteous and holy life.
神的话语成为你生命中的帮助呢, 来帮助你行公义。
And not even most of the time, but all the time.
而且不只是偶尔而已, 而是, 常常这样。
You mean we can live a righteous and holy life all the time, every moment of every day?
你或许会问, 难道我们每时每刻都能够活一个公义的生命吗?
That's what the Bible says, isn't it?
这就是圣经说的。
Please make sure we're not talking about perfection.
我们必须清楚地知道我们这里所说的并不是完美。
Perfection is about people who cannot sin.
完美的意思呢, 就是说这个人是不能够犯罪的。
It's about people who do not sin.
是说这个人他是不会犯罪的。
Cannot and do not, different, huh?
就是说, 这个完美的意思呢，不是指人可以不可以犯罪。
This one is about people who know they have sinned and they will repent of their sin.
完美的意思呢，是说这个人是不会犯罪的。可是这一节告诉我们的是，这个人呢，他即使犯了罪，他是会求神赦免他的罪的。
And they will make right their relationship with God.
他们会悔改，并且, 纠正他们与神的这个关系。
Husband and wife when they quarrel.
那么比如丈夫和妻子吵架了,
they will pray and ask God to help mend their relationship.
他们会祷告求神帮助他们呢, 使他们恢复他们原有的关系。
Parents and children, they are strained in their relationship.
那么父母和子女的关系闹僵了。
They will pray and ask God to give them the grace to be loving parents and children.
那么他们就会求神, 帮助他们, 彼此相爱。
When they go to work, They make sure that they do their very best for the Lord.
那么他们去工作的时候呢，他们也会确保呢自己呢尽所有的能力去为主而工作。
When they study, they become godly, diligent students.
那么当他们念书的时候呢，他们会尽前的来做一个，他们会努力的尽前做一个好学生。
Boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, they walk the holy pathway.
那么在谈恋爱的时候呢，男朋友女朋友呢，他们都会行这个圣洁的路。
Every child of God will dress modestly.
那每一个神的子民呢，神的儿女呢，都会的穿着呢，都会得体。
They will pray without ceasing.
他们会不住的祷告。
They will read and study and meditate upon God's word.
他们会常常来思想阅读神的话语。
And they do it at all times.
而且他们会时刻这么做。
Do you do that?
那你有没有这么做呢?
Then you can answer the two questions in verse 2, yes.
如果你有这么做的话，你就能够正面的回答第二节的两个问题了。
I can tell you the mighty acts of God.
也就是说，你能够说我能传说耶和华的大能。
Yes, I can praise the Lord.
是的，我能表明他一切的美德。
Because I have experienced Him in my life.
因为我的生命里面已经经历了神。
Are you like that?
你是不是这样的人呢？
Then the Bible says in verse 4, Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, or visit me with thy salvation.
第四节说，耶和华啊，你用恩惠待你的百姓，求你也用这恩惠纪念我，开你的救恩眷顾我。
He knows he is saved.
因为这个人知道他已经得救了。
He knows that it is the Lord who has delivered him and saved him.
他知道是神拯救了他。
He knows that it is only the Lord who has enabled him to exist all these years.
他知道是神让他继续的生存下去。
That's why whenever he recalls and thinks back on his life, he can only think of the Lord.
所以当他回顾自己的生命的时候呢，他所能思想纪念的唯有神。
Even those growing up years when he did not know the Lord, but he knows that the Lord knew him.
即使是在他成长的阶段呢，当时候他还不认识神，但是他知道那个时候虽然他还不认识神，但是神已经认识了他。That
is even far, far greater, isn't it?
这难道不令我们更加来称谢神吗？
When I was a naughty young man, when I was a naughty boy, I didn't even know there was Jesus Christ. But Jesus already knew me. He had been watching over me.
当我还是个坏小孩，我还不认识耶稣的时候呢，耶稣已经认识了我，他已经在保守我了。
And so when you think back of God's protection, God's salvation, how can you say, I have nothing to tell the Lord, I have nothing to tell the world of the mighty acts of God in my life, I have plenty.
所以当你回想神在你生命中所做的一切的时候呢，那你怎么能够说你没有东西可以传说有关耶和华的大能，有关他的美德呢？
That's why the psalmist says in verse 5,
所以诗人在第五节说,
Save me, O Lord, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. That's God's people.
诗人说，开你的救恩，眷顾我，使我见你选民的福，乐你国民的乐，与你的产业一同夸耀。
This psalmist was in the nation of Israel.
那么这个诗人呢，他当时是在以色列。
He says, visit me, remember me, personal.
他说，求你的救恩眷顾我，这是很个人的。
And yet in verse 5 he says, so that I can rejoice with all of other God's people.
但是第五节呢，他说，使我见你选民的福，乐你国民的乐，就是同其他的你的神的子民呢，一起喜乐。
So anniversary is not just about me alone.
所以呢，这个周年纪念呢，不只是专注于一个人。
Sure, it is about me and my relationship with God.
当然这是关乎我和神的一个个人的关系。
But it's also me together with others of God's children who also experience God's salvation, and then together we praise the Lord and we remember the mercies of the Lord.
也是关乎，但是周年纪念呢，也是关乎我们自己以及我们身边的这些弟兄姐妹，好叫我们能够来到一起呢，去纪念和赞美我们的神。
That's why it is so important that we come together.
所以我们聚集在这里呢，是非常重要的。Our
common focus is the Lord Jesus Christ, not my grandfather.
我们共同的焦点呢，就是主耶稣基督，不是我们的这个祖宗。
If I focus on the Lord, you focus on the Lord, everybody focuses on the Lord, you know how wonderful the church will be?
如果你仰望主，我也仰望主，所有的这弟兄姐妹都仰望主的话，这整个教会呢是多么美好的。
That is why the recipient of mercies have to be God's children only.
所以这个领受神、领受耶和华慈爱的人呢，必须是神的儿女。
That's why during anniversary, when they look back at their own life, they are the only ones who can utter the mighty acts of God in their lives.
所以只有这些人呢，在周年纪念的时候，才能够传说耶和华的大能。
They are the ones who can show forth all the praises of God. Look at my life. The Lord's mercies is in my life.
只有神的儿女呢，能够表明他一切的美德。
Evidence of mercies.
那么接下来我们要来看这个慈爱的证据。
You find them from verse 6 to verse 14.
我们从第六节到第十四节可以看到。
This was about the nation of Israel.
这第六到第十四节说的是这个以色列国。
And that's why the psalmist says, we have sinned with our fathers. Verse 6.
所以诗人在第六节一开始就说，我们与我们的祖宗一同犯罪了。
Because he was an Israelite.
因为他是一个以色列人。
He was not born yet, but when he thinks back of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, and Joshua, and all of them, he could identify with them.
所以虽然他在他祖宗的年代还没有生出来，但是当他纪念起亚伯拉罕、雅各、以撒、摩西这些人的时候呢，他可以与他们认同。
Because when we recall and we think back on Israel's history,
当我们回顾以色列的历史的时候,
this history is found from verse 7 all the way right up to verse 42.
我们可以从第七节到第42节回顾以色列的历史。
It's a long list of all the problems, the iniquities, the transgressions, and the sins of Israel.
这段经文呢，就述说了，就是以色列。 国他们所犯的许多许多的罪。
At any time, the Lord could have stopped Israel from existing.
神呢，大可在任何时候呢，就是阻止这个以色列国继续下去。
Remember Abraham told two lies in Egypt as well as in Philistines?
你记得亚伯拉罕他说过两次这个谎话吗？
Remember Isaac? He would rather choose Esau than Jacob.
你记得以撒他宁愿选择这个以扫而不是雅各吗？
When God had really told him that Jacob is the one that I have chosen.
但是那个时候呢，神已经告诉以撒呢说，雅各是他所拣选的。
And Jacob was a usurper.
但是这个雅各呢是侵权的一个人。
He was a crafty man.
他是一个狡猾的人。
In the days of Moses, Israel complained, murmured again and again in the wilderness.
那么在摩西的年代呢，以色列人不断的就是投诉埋怨。
That's why the psalmist says in verse 6, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Now the sins now increase in intensity.
所以诗人在第六节说，我们与我们的祖宗一同犯了罪，我们做了孽，我们行了恶。
Sins, the word sin in verse 6 simply talk about being led astray.
那么这个犯罪的意思呢，就是背离了正道。
The word iniquity means to make something crooked.
那么这个做了孽，这个孽字呢，就是使直的变成歪了。
You don't want to walk the straight path that God has said, you want to go twist and turn.
就是说你不愿意走这个正常的这个轨道，你要走歧路。
And then the phrase done wickedly means you hurt people in the process, you make trouble for people in the process.
那么行了恶的意思呢，就是说你去制造麻烦。
And then the psalmist began when they were in Egypt.
那么从第七节开始呢，诗人就开始从埃及开始述说这个以色列的历史。
Our fathers understood not the wonders of God in Egypt.
我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的启示。They
experienced it, but they did not understand it.
他们经历了神所做的启示，但是他们却不明白。They
experienced the 10 plagues.
他们也经历了那个十个这个灾难。The
plagues affected only the Egyptians.
这个灾难呢，只影响了埃及人。The
people of Israel were spared.
但是以色列人呢，却免受灾难。They
experienced the mercies and the goodness of God, but they did not realize it.
他们经历了神的良善、神的慈爱，但是他们却不知道。
That's what the Bible there says.
所以这就是圣经这么说的了。
They remember not the multitude of God's mercies.
他们不纪念你丰盛的慈爱。
And then when God took them out of Egypt, they were now facing the Red Sea.
那么当神把他们领出这个埃及地的时候呢, 他们就面对了这个红海。
Then they could not return because Pharaoh brought his chariots to block them up.
那么法老呢, 正在后面呢, 追赶着他们, 他们没有办法回头。
What was the first thing they did?
那么他们所做的第一件事是什么呢?
They just experienced the power of God in the 10 plagues.
他们刚刚经历了这个十个灾难, 他们, 免受了这十个的灾难, 他们, 刚刚经历了神的这个全能。
God has a plan for Israel.
那么神对以色列呢, 有一,
You're supposed to enter the promised land and be my people.
神的计划就是说, 这个以色列人, 你们要进入这个, 应许之地做我的儿女。
You think God is like you and me?
你认为神像你和我一样吗?
That the sea can stop God from fulfilling his promises?
就好像这个, 像你和我一样, 这个红海能够阻止我们, 这个红海难道可以阻止神吗?
And so the people murmured and complained against God.
可是这以色列人又开始埋怨了。
And that's what the Bible says, they provoke him at the sea, even at the Red Sea.
所以圣经告诉我们第七节, 他们在这个红海行了悖逆。
And then God parted the Red Sea.
那么神就分开了这个红海。
You think they deserve to experience God's mercies?
你认为他们配得, 来领受神的慈爱吗?
God should have let them drown in the sea.
神应该让他们淹死在这个红海里。
They were no better than Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
因为他们实际上也不比这个, 法老和这个埃及人来得好。
And so verse 8, the Bible says, Nevertheless, the Lord saved them.
所以可是第八节, 告诉我们, 然而耶和华因自己的名拯救他们。
For his namesake, the Lord spared them.
为着自己的名呢，耶和华拯救了他们，
so that he might make his mighty power to be known all over the world.
好叫他的大能呢，可以在世界各地彰显出来。
God had a plan for Israel to save the world.
那么神呢，他有一个计划，就是要让以色列呢， 通过以色列呢来拯救全世界。
Because Jesus Christ must come into this world to be a man to save us.
因为主耶稣基督必须， 降卑为人呢, 来到这个世界上呢, 来拯救我们。
That means Jesus Christ must come through a nation.
这也就是说, 耶稣基督呢, 必须, 通过一个国家, 来到这个世上。
God cannot use any nation on earth because all the nations on earth are full of sin and they are founded by men.
那么神不可以随便使用任何的一个国家, 因为这些国家呢, 都是, 人所创立的, 而且他们是充满着罪的。
And so God had to found his own nation.
所以神呢, 必须自己创立一个国度。
And that was Israel.
这就是以色列了。
That's why Israel must enter the promised land in order to become a nation.
所以这个以色列必须进入这个应许之地, 然后成为一个国家。
And since God gave this promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so for his namesake, he parted the Red Sea.
那么既然神给了这个应许呢, 给亚伯拉罕, 以撒和雅各呢, 那么他在红海的时候呢, 就把这个红海分开了。
And so in verse 9, the Bible says, He rebuilt the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, and so God led them through the depths of the Red Sea as through the wilderness. That's how dry it was. Wilderness is like dry sand.
那么第九节就告诉我们, 耶和华斥责红海, 海变干了。 耶和华就带领他们经过深处，如同经过旷野一样。 那么旷野呢, 那个土地呢, 是非常干, 非常, 就是都是只有沙石的。 所以当这个海干的时候呢, 就如同这个旷野一样, 是非常非常干的。
And the Lord saved them from the hand of him that hated them, that would be Pharaoh, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy, that's Pharaoh.
那么第十节说, 耶和华拯救他们, 脱离恨他们人的手, 这个恨他们的人呢, 就是法老了, 从仇敌手中救赎他们, 这个仇敌也就是法老。
And after Israel crossed the Red Sea, Pharaoh and his chariots rushed in and tried to kill them and capture them.
那么当以色列人他们, 就是徒步走过了这个红海的时候呢, 这个法老和他的军队呢, 就, 乘胜追击, 要 追赶他们。
And in verse 11, the Bible says, The Lord caused the Red Sea, the waters to cover the enemies, and there was not one of them left. All of them drowned and remained drowned in the sea.
那么11节就告诉我们, 耶和华呢, 使水呢, 淹没了, 这些敌人, 这些法老, 就是法老跟这些埃及人, 没有一个存留的。
And then they believed God's word, and then they sang his praise. And so we have in Exodus, the song of Moses, the song of Miriam.
所以在这个第十二节呢，我们就看到以色列信了耶和华的话，歌唱赞美他。所以在这个出埃及记呢，我们就看到摩西的歌以及米利暗的歌。
It sounded so good, isn't it?
这里听到这里呢，似乎非常好。
So the people were praising, the people were so happy.
因为神的子民呢，都在赞美他，每个人都很开心。
But very soon after the next sign of trouble, they started all over again with their murmuring and their complaining.
但是当这个问题再次出现的时候呢，他们又开始埋怨了。
And so the Bible says in verse 13, they soon forget God's works, and then they waited not for his counsel, but they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and then they tempted God in the desert.
所以13、14节告诉我们说，他们忘了耶和华的作为，不仰望他的指教，反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。
Because very soon they ran out of water.
因为很快的，他们就没有水喝了。
They murmured, they complained.
他们就埋怨神。
When they ran out of food, they murmured and complained.
他们没有食物吃的时候，他们又埋怨神。
God just did the 10 plagues miracles.
神刚刚行了奇迹，这个十个灾难。
God parted the Red Sea.
神刚刚将这个红海分开了。
You think God cannot feed you?
难道这样有大能的神不能够喂养你吗？
God says you will be in the land of promise.
神对以色列人说，你们会进入这个应许之地。
And you cannot trust Him to take care of your physical needs?
难道你却不能因此而信靠他，相信他会满足你日用的需求吗？
The first sign when you don't have water and food, you murmur and complain.
可是当他们一没有水喝，一没有食物吃的时候，他们就开始埋怨了。
I think if any one of us were God, we would have smite them dead.
如果我们当中呢有任何人呢是神的话呢，我们可能就会把这些以色列人呢都歼灭了。
Because God was very patient and merciful.
但是神呢却是蛮有忍耐的。
God gave them water.
神就给了他们水喝。
God gave them manna from heaven.
神也从天上呢赐给他们玛拿。
Even when they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, God provided manna. They didn't even work at all.
那么当他们在旷野40年里呢，神仍然继续提供他们这个食物，他们根本不需要工作。
So when the psalmist looked back on Israel's history, he saw a very long list of the evidence of the mercies of God in Israel's existence.
所以当这个诗人回顾这个以色列的历史的时候呢，他看到许多的确据来告诉他说，神是蛮有慈爱的。
Do you have evidence of mercies in your life?
那么你的生命里面有没有看到神慈爱的确据呢？
God used the 10 plagues to take Israel out of the land of bondage called Egypt.
那么神通过了十灾呢，将这个以色列呢，领出了这个埃及地。
God used the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to snatch us out of the bondage of sin that controlled us all the days of our life.
那么神也通过主耶稣基督的宝血呢，将我们从这个罪的捆绑里面拯救出来。
And after we have experienced that deliverance, how often we murmur and complain when our own physical needs are put to the test.
可是当我们即使经历了这样的一个救恩呢，当我们就是碰到问题的时候呢，我们却很多时候呢却埋怨神。
A little bit of illness, we murmur and complain.
可能生病了，我们就开始埋怨神。
We get sick in our job, we get retrenched in our job, we murmur and we complain.
我们被公司辞退或者裁退，我们也开始埋怨神。
We are like the Israelites.
我们就像以色列人一样。
God can deliver us from the master, the bondage of sin, and promise us you are going to be in heaven, and we complain a little bit about no water, no food like the Israelites.
那么神拯救我们脱离罪的捆绑，神应许我们能够有一天能够上天堂，可是我们却埋怨，为了缺少一些日用的这个需求呢，却来埋怨神，就好像以色列人一样。
The fact that we are still around this morning is God's mercies.
今天我们还能站在这里还能存在呢，就是靠着神的慈爱。
Some of us have been Christians for 20, 30, even 40 years.
我们当中有些人呢，成为基督徒已经二三四十年了。
And during that period, we have seen so many times, have we not?
那么在这段期间呢，我们也看到了许多的 事情的发生。
A little bit of trouble in our homes, in our lives, we murmur, we complain.
我们家庭里，我们生命里，就是遇到一点点的困难呢，我们就开口埋怨神。
One moment we praise the Lord, and very soon we forget God's works.
这一刻呢，我们赞美神的大能，下一刻呢，我们却忘记了他的作为。
That is why when we celebrate the anniversary, we think of the mercies of God, and we have a long, long history of the mercies of God in our lives.
所以当我们庆祝这个周年纪念的时候呢，我们要思想神的慈爱。
And that brings us to verse 43, which will be the fruits of mercies.
那我们在我们的生命里面就看到呢，神的慈爱是长存的。那么我们在第43到第48节呢，
The recipients of mercies, God's children.
就可以看到这个慈爱的所结的果子。
Those whose lives cross paths with the works of God.
所以首先我们刚才看到的是领受神慈爱的人呢，是神的儿女。
And then when we look back into our own lives, we have a long list of the evidence of mercies in our lives.
那么当我们回顾我们的生命的时候呢，我们看到许多这个神的慈爱的确据。
There have been many problems.
我们的生命里遇到了许多困难。
There have been many difficulties.
遇到了许多的困扰。
And sometimes it is because of our faults.
有时候是因为我们自己的错。
And yet the Lord was merciful to preserve us.
但是神的慈爱呢，却保守了我们。
And so, what ought to be the fruits of mercies that must be seen in my life?
那么我们领受了神的慈爱，我们应该在生命里面结出怎样的果子呢？
Verse 43 to 48 teaches us.
那么43到48节就教导我们这一点。
Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity.
43节说他屡次搭救他们，他们却设谋悖逆，因自己的罪孽降为卑下。
God kept on delivering, they kept on provoking God.
神不断的屡次的搭救他们，他们却不断的设谋悖逆。
And God sent famine and drought and oppressors to humble Israel.
神就赐下了饥荒等等这些灾难呢，要使他们降为卑下。
God brought them low because of their iniquity.
因为他们的罪呢，神要使他们降为卑下。
So the first fruit that you find is humility.
所以第一个我们所需要在生命里面所结的果子呢，是谦卑的心。
Humility doesn't mean pretending.
这个谦卑的心呢，并不是说是并不是假装的。
I think your Asians are very good at that.
我相信亚洲人呢是很会就是假装。
You serve the Lord, you play the piano every Sunday morning, and you play very well.
那么你服侍神，可能你是一个司琴，每个主日呢都就是来侍奉神，来弹钢琴，然后弹得非常好。
And then the people say, "Wow, you play very well." They say, "No la, no la."
那么会中就说，哇，你的钢琴就是弹得非常好。然后你的回答说，没有啦，没有啦。
But actually, in my heart, yes la, yes la.
可是，在你的心里呢，可能你会觉得说，哎，对呀，我的确弹得很好。
That is our culture.
这就是我们亚洲人的文化。
God is not talking about that.
但是神所说的并不是这样的一种谦卑。
When I was in America, I practiced that culture.
那么在美国的时候呢，我就经常就实践这样的一个文化。
So it was summer in America and it was so hot.
那么在夏天的时候呢，非常的炎热。
One of our American friends invited us to the home for lunch.
那么有一个美国的朋友呢，就请我们到他家里去吃午餐。
So I went with my family and we went there for lunch. And it was so hot and I was so thirsty.
那么我就跟我的家人一起去到那个人的家，然后因为天气非常炎热，所以我口非常的干。
So he asked me, "Do you want a glass of ice cold lemonade?"
那么他就问我说，你要不要一杯就是冰冻的这个柠檬？
So I say no la, no la.
我就跟他说不用不用。
And then when he brought the lemonade,
可是当他把这个冰冻的柠檬汁拿给我的时候，
he gave to my wife.
他只给了我的这个妻子。
And then the other glass he drank it himself.
那么另外一杯呢，他就自己喝了，因为我说不要。
He didn't give to me.
他没有给我。
Because back home I say no la, no la, they still give to me.
因为在就是在新加坡呢，或者是说在亚洲的国家里面，我即使说不用不用不用给我水喝。就是这个主人还是会给我水喝，但是在美国却不是这样。
So, next time in America, I must say yes la, yes la.
所以以后呢，在美国，如果有人请你去他家吃饭呢，问你要什么呢，你就说你要你要。
When God looks at your life, don't you no la no la with God?
所以当神看眷顾你的生命的时候呢，你千万不要跟他说不用了，不用了。
You don't say praise the Lord, but actually I'm the Lord, praise me.
你不要口里称谢神呢，但是心里却说哦，我才是神，你应该是被称颂的。
This is real, genuine, sincere humility.
四十三节要我们所结的果子呢，是真诚的这个谦卑的心。
You really want to recede into the background? They don't need to notice me. Just praise the Lord. Notice the Lord.
你这样的一个谦卑的心呢，在侍奉神的时候呢，你真诚的希望是说，会众所注意到的不是你，而是神。
The second fruit of the mercies of the Lord in verse 44 is repentance.
那么第二个我们应该结的果子呢，就是悔改的心。
So when God brought them low, humbled them, He regarded their affliction when He heard their cry. They asked God, please forgive us, help us.
所以当神把他们降为卑下的时候呢，他们就哀告求告神，神就眷顾他们的急难。
Why do you think in the New Testament only three epistles you find grace, mercies, and peace?
那么为什么只有在这个新约里面呢，只有三封这个信件呢，我们可以看到恩典、怜悯和平安。
And they are found only in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus.
它只在就是这三个就是恩典、怜悯、和平呢，只在这个
2 Timothy and Titus.
就是提摩太前书、后书还有提多书可以找到。
And these were pastors who were in need of help. They did not do anything wrong.
那么这些领受接这个信函的这些牧师呢，他们是需要这些鼓励的。
But when the Apostle Paul wrote to all the other churches who had sinned, he only greeted them using grace and peace, no mercy.
那么这些牧师呢，他们当时并没有犯罪，但是他们需要就是个恩典、怜悯和平安来鼓励他们。所以当保罗写信给他们的时候，就有就是提及这三样东西。但是当保罗写信给其他教会的时候呢，因为他们的罪呢，这个保罗在信函里面所提及的呢，只有恩典和平安，却没有慈爱和怜悯。
Mercies of God does not mean that I can sin and sin and sin. God will never punish.
我们不能因为神的慈爱呢，就说我们可以继续的去犯罪，然后神不会惩罚我们。
That's why when the Apostle Paul wrote to them, you have experienced God's grace, now you have peace, but the mercies of God request and require you to repent.
所以当保罗写信给这些犯罪的教会的时候呢，他告诉他们说，你们经历了神的恩典、神的平安，但是你们没有神的慈爱，你们必须求神的这个慈爱，好叫你们能够这个悔改。
That's why in verse 44 of this psalm, repentance is the second fruit.
所以我们生命里面要结的第二个果子就在44节找到，也就是悔改的这个心。
Repentance means God did not punish me anymore because God has now forgiven me.
悔改的心的意思呢，就表示说，当我们悔改的时候，神就原谅了我们的罪。
What it means is that the punishment that I deserve, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken the punishment on my behalf.
也就是说我们应得的这个惩罚呢，主耶稣基督已经帮我们担当了。
A person who repents will be a person who is also full of gratitude and thanksgiving.
那么一个悔改的这个人呢，他内心呢是充满着这个感激的。
And that's exactly what you find as the third fruit of mercy.
那么我们所要结的第三个果子呢，也就是这个感激的心。
He is genuinely full of praise and thanksgiving from the heart.
那么他的心里呢，就充满了这个称谢。
Because he knows he doesn't deserve any of God's goodness.
因为他心里知道呢，他不配得到神的这个福气。
He doesn't even deserve to be breathing right now.
他甚至不配继续生存下去。
And so he gave all the credit and all the honor to God.
所以他将所有的一切的这个功劳呢，都归于神。
And so he says in verse 45, and he remembered for them because of his covenant. And God repented according to the multitude of his mercies in his life.
所以第45节呢，这诗人就说为他们纪念他的约，照他的丰盛的慈爱后悔。
And God made Israel also to be pitied above everyone else that God had allowed Israel to be captured.
那46节说耶和华也使以色列呢，在凡掳掠他们的人面前蒙怜悯。
So that they will release Israel and let Israel exist in the land of promise.
好叫这些掳掠以色列的人呢，他们能够放了这些以色列人 好叫这个以色列人能够进入他们应许的地方。
And so the psalmist says, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among all the heathens, so that we can give thanks unto Thy holy name and to triumph in Thy praise."
所以诗人在四十七节说：“耶和华我们的神啊，求你拯救我们，从外邦中招聚我们，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。”
You can't help but praise and thank the Lord, isn't it?
因为你别无选择，你没有办法，你只能来称谢神。
That's why the focus every anniversary of the church must never be you or me.
所以教会每一次庆祝这个周年纪念的时候呢，这个焦点不应该是你，也不应该是我。
It is always the Lord.
应该是神。
And we all come together to praise the Lord.
那么我们聚集在这里呢，就要来称谢我们的神。
Because His mercies endures forever.
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
And that's what the psalmist says in conclusion in verse 48.
这也就是诗人在四十八节所说的。
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. For how long? From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
四十八节说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的。那么要如何称颂他呢？是从亘古直到永远都要应当称颂的。那么四十八节继续说，愿众民都说阿们，你们要赞美耶和华。
The psalmist began in verse 1, praise ye the Lord.
那么诗人在第一节他开始就说，你们要赞美耶和华。
Give thanks to the Lord.
你们要称谢耶和华。
The Lord is good.
因为他本为善。
His mercies in your life and in my life continues to endures forever.
因为他在你生命里和我生命里的慈爱呢，永远长存。
And then he shared with us who are the recipients of God's mercy.
接着呢，他就跟我们分享说，这个领受神慈爱的是哪些人。
And then he gave us a long list of all those who are the evidence of God's mercy.
然后他继续呢就数算神慈爱的这个确据。
Then he talks about the fruits of mercy.
最后呢，他就说到这个领受慈爱的人必须结出的果子。
Humility, repentance, thanksgiving.
就是谦卑的心、悔改的心和感恩的心。
And so when we thank God for 32 years, it's not without problems.
所以我们当我们感谢神，带领了我们四十二周年的时候呢
，It is full of God's grace and God's mercies.
我们的32周年呢并不是没有问题的，但是却充满了神的慈爱。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩惠怜悯的天父。
Help us, O Lord, to rejoice and to thank Thee for the mercies that You have bestowed upon Your people.
帮助我们来感谢你，你所赐给我们的慈爱。
For the church is not the building, but Your people.
因为教会并不只是一座建筑，而是你的子民。
And each and every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have much to praise Thee for.
我们这些相信主耶稣基督为我们救主的人呢，我们有许多要称谢你的事情。
For Thou hast been very gracious and merciful to keep us.
因为你蛮有恩典怜悯的保守了我们。
Teach us to be humble, O Lord, and to repent of our sins and to give thanks from our hearts.
求主帮助我们有一颗谦卑。有一颗悔改和感恩的心。
As we reflect on 32 blessed years,
当我们回想这32个蛮有福气的年头。
We acknowledge, O Lord, the journey has been long.
我们知道这一路走来是非常的一个长的路程。
The journey was not without her problems.
这32年来并不是没有问题的。
But Thou had been there with us and for us all these days.
但是你每时每刻都与我们同在。
We have experienced Thy mercies.
我们经历了你的慈爱。
Fill us with gratitude and thanksgiving once again this morning.
求主今天早上呢，将我们的用感恩来充满我们的心。
And renew our love and our fervency to serve You.
更新我们的爱来侍奉你。
And as we look forward to the soon return of our Savior, may Thou continue to be merciful, to preserve Thy church for Jesus' sake.
当我们仰望主耶稣基督的再来时，求主继续用你的慈爱来保守你的教会。
That this church may continue to be a faithful church, serving the Lord, preaching the word, defending the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫这个教会能够继续忠心地来服侍你，传扬你的福音，来捍卫你的真理。
That the name of our Savior may be highly exalted and magnified.
好叫我们主耶稣基督的名能够被高高地举起。
For this we ask with thanksgiving and for thy glory, in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣得胜的名而求。
Amen.